This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story at 6 o'clock. Pueblo's newly appointed acting police chief was under investigation for allegations of racial discrimination and intimidation by his own officers just weeks before the announcement from Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar that he would lead the Pueblo Police Department upon tomorrow's retirement of current police chief Troy Davenport. Pueblo City Council member Lori Weiner learned of the allegations against Chris Nollier from KRDO, saying she believes Mayor Gratisar should have been more transparent.
Communication is key on what's going on in the city, from the Parks Department all the way up to who is going to be the next police chief. I mean, we need to know what's going on. It's very unsettling. Whenever you have a leader that's divisive, nothing works.
Several current and former Pueblo police officers contacted KRDO, saying that Nollier leading the department is a wrong decision, alleging he contributes to an unhealthy and uncomfortable work environment. Gratisar said he appointed Nollier after interviews with other candidates on the recommendation of retiring Chief Davenport. He said he balanced the investigation and his personal file, which he says shows a strong track record of exemplary performance. You can read statements from both Mayor Gratisar and Interim Police Chief Nollier over at KRDO.com. Turning to COVID-19 and latest case counts, with a large number announced for El Paso County by the State Health Department. With yesterday's low numbers, it's not quite apparent if this is a true one-day tally or a multi-day release. 480 new cases reported in El Paso County, along with 4 additional COVID-19 related deaths. 154 new cases, 3 deaths in Pueblo County, 19 in Teller County, 31 announced in Fremont County. State health officials trying to get more people vaccinated in El Paso County through the use of mobile vaccine clinics, but the state also providing 2 vans to the county health department to do so. They'll be visiting schools, businesses, and community events. Each van can administer upwards of 400 vaccinations per visit. Anyone interested in hosting one of the vans, urged to send an email to healthinfo@elpasocounty.com. KRD News Time now, 6:03. A man faces multiple felony charges after allegedly sexually assaulting a teenager. 32-year-old Wayne Walter Lambert was arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a 15-year-old that he met on social media. He's also facing charges of unlawful sexual contact and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He met the teen on an app called Meet Me. Detective Robin Abrams with the Fountain Police Department wants to remind the public of the dangers when it comes to children using social media.
We definitely worry about trafficking. Sex trafficking is a big thing, especially a lot of predators use these apps to meet their victims.
If you have any information on this case, there is a cash reward and you're asked to call Detective Abrams with the Fountain PD. We have more information over at KRDO.com. More information also being released over the arrest of a Fountain pastor also accused of solid sexual assault. The arrest affidavit shows that Kevin Daniels molested a 12-year-old multiple times inside a home earlier this year. The 52-year-old also accused of offering the child money, food, and even a PlayStation 5 to remain silent. Police say Daniels admitted the crime to a New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church staffer. The church is promising to cooperate with this ongoing police investigation. A shooting victim has been discovered near the Hillside Community Center. That sparked a police investigation. Dispatchers got the call about this shooting around 1:30 this morning on Santa Fe Street. Responding officers found a man with multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to an area hospital, but is expected to recover from his injuries. Police have not identified the victim. They're not identifying any suspects nor motive at this time, saying that they also believe there is no threat to the public. And another Colorado man facing charges in connection with the January 16th riot at the U.S. Capitol building. Details now with KRDO's Heather Scold.
Logan Grover of Erie was arrested yesterday. Documents submitted by the FBI show images of Grover standing at the doors of the building next to broken glass and at various places inside the Capitol. He faces charges including entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, and violent entry to the Capitol. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Night with temps down to 41 degrees in Colorado Springs, 43 Pueblo, and Friday is just looking like a fantastic day. Plenty of sunshine, 78 Colorado Springs, 81 in Pueblo, and then Saturday even warmer, mid-80s and low 90s. Then we do have to deal with a cold front on Sunday, bringing us some rain chances by Sunday night, but until then, just gorgeous. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.